So just to end with one ha'ara, and coming back to the base Eli, where the Gemara says, Lochein nishpati the base Eli, in yischaper avoin base Eli, bezevach uvemincha ad oivon. And the Gemara said, Amar Rabba, bezevach uvemincha enem mischaper, avu mischaper hu bedivrei Torah. Abaye said, bezevach uvemincha enem mischaper, avu mischaper hu betorah, ubegmilas chasadim. And then the Gemara says, Rabba was Dairish Makayim. He came from base Eli, he learned Torah, he lived until he was 40. Abaye did the same, but he was Darish HaMakayim. He learned Torah and he did Chesed, and therefore he lived not until he was 40, he lived until he was 60. It's interesting. Essentially, what the Gemara is saying is that Beis Eli was told that their family would be cursed. What was the curse? That they would die young. 18, that seemed to have been the age. However, there was a little bit of a loophole, because really, this klala, which was etched in stone, quite literally, it was a gzar din sheyeshi meshvua. But the shvua was in yischaper avoin beis eli bezevach uvemincha adoylam. That you could bring all the karbanos in the world, but the karbanos will not be able to bail you out. Through a carbon, you won't be able to overturn your faith. But Rabbi was medayik, it's only bezevach uvemincha. What about Torah? Abayu was medayik, it's only zevach uvemincha. What about Torah? What about gemilos chasadim? In other words, it's bezevach uvemincha not, or betorah and gemilos chasadim. That's different. The truth is, we all know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says the world stands on three pillars: Torah, Avodah, and Gemilos Chasadim. So clearly, these three subcategories of Yiddishkeit are a pretty big deal. These are the three pillars on which the world stands. It's Torah, Avodah, and Gemilos Chasadim. But you see from here that they weren't created equally. Because specifically, as relates to the Beis Eli, Zevach U'Mincha, which is the Amud of Avodah, all the Tefillah, that wouldn't be able to overturn this Gzar Din Sheyeshi Moshvua. But Torah and Gmilos Chasadim, the other two of the three pillars, seemingly would be able to. And what came to mind...
The Pasuk is Kareinu. Which is Tefillah.
Gzar Din Derabim. Right. Maybe it was unique to the Beis Eli. Bezevach uvemincha inam eschaper. So you say maybe there's a chiluk between Zevach uvemincha and Tefillah. Gemara says Torah and Gmilos Chasadim, but I definitely hear what you're saying. But what came to mind was a classic Chassam Sofer. The Gemara in Masechtes Shabbos, Tav Kuf Dalet Amud Alef. So the Gemara says as follows: Amri Le Rabbanu Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. The Rabbanu told Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Asu Dardikei Idnu Lebe Midrasha. There were Dardikei, there were children that entered the Beis Medrash. V'amru, and they said mili things that Afilu Bimei Yeshua Ben Nun Lo Itmar Kavosayo. They said things that even in the times of Yeshua Ben Nun Lo Itmar Kavosayo, the things that they said are mamish not shaykh. Even in the times of Yeshua Ben Nun, no one ever heard such chedushim. What did they say? They started darshan the aleph bez, right? What did Dardiki know? They know the aleph bez. So they pulled out an aleph bina, literally, and they start darshan the aleph bez. They said, this is the chof bez oisir shabay nivir shamayim v'aretz. And it says like this, aleph bez. You know what aleph bez means? Aleph bina. Zok tehele garashi, what does it mean, aleph bina? Lemoy Torah, learn Torah. And then they said, gimel dalin. You know what that means? Gimel dalin. Go and be gimel dalin. Do chesed. And they went on and they darshin literally to the end of phase and the end of this, everything. They went till tough. The Gemara brings all the different drushes that these dardaki said. So the Chassam Sofer in one of his drushes says that what's the oimek in Asu dardaki ho'idno lebe midrasha, the amri mili, and they said things that afilu bimei Yeshua ben Nun lo itmar kavet. What does Yeshua ben Nun have to do with this? They said things that in the times of Yeshua ben Nun they didn't know. So the Chassam Sofer kedarke b'kodesh says a dover nifl. He says a pshat based on another Gemara. Gemara we mention all the time. The Gemara is a Masechtes Megillah daf gimel amud aleph. So the Gemara says ma'idichse vayhi b'yoyis Yeshua b'richa. Yeshua was in Yericha. Vayisna einav. He lifts his eyes vayar and he sees v'hinei ish oimed lenegdai. Vayishtach v'lapav. There was a man that was standing towards him and he bowed down to him. How is he allowed to bow down to this person? He didn't know who he was. You're not allowed to give shalom aleichem to your friend at night, because maybe he's a shed. What's the problem? Shalom aleichem is the name of Hashem, and you can't say shalom aleichem to a shed. So he said, Shani Hassan. The Gemara says, he told him, Ani sar tzva Hashem. He's told him, I'm the Sar Tzva Hashem. Maybe he was lying. Maybe we have a tradition. A shade will never use Hashem's name. So the Gemara says, so this Malach now appears to Yeshua ben Nun. And he starts giving him Musar. He gives him Teichach. He told him, Emnesh bitaltum tamet shabayin rabayin. Yesterday you were mevatel the tamet shabayin rabayin. Va'achshah bitaltum talmud Torah. And today you're being mevatel talmud Torah. Two terrible avers. Yesterday you were mevatel the carbon talmud. And today you're mevatel the Talmud Torah. And I'm coming to give you a Musar. Amaloi. So Yeshua Nun asks the Malach, tell me, Al Eze Mehem Basa. Which one of these two are you coming to give me Musar on? Amaloi. So he told him, Ata Basich, Kum Yetz. What's Yetz? Now that you're Mavatul Torah, that's when I came. Miyad, Vayolin Yeshua, Balaila, Hu, Bitoicha, Emek. Am Rabbi Yoichan, Malami, that comes to teach us, Shalon, Beumka, Shal Halacha. That what does it mean? He was Lon, Beumka, Shal Halacha. Zokte, Ilgachsam Seifer. So Yeshua ben Nun was told by the Malach, you did two Averis. You were Mavatul the Tomet Shalin Arbaim, and you were Mavatul Torah. He says, okay, but Al Ezer, which one are you coming to give me the Ikotechacha on? Meaning, which was worse? The fact that I was Mavatul the carbon, or the fact that we were Mavatul Torah? So the Malach told him, Atabasi, I'm coming now. In other words, you see from here that Talmud Torah is greater than Karbanis. In fact, the next Gemara, the Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Unya, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yoisim Akrovas Tmidim, Shenemar, Atabasi, because of Atabasi. So Yeshua Ben Nun asks, he's not sure which was worse, and he tells him, no, it's Talmud Torah. Zok Tachsam Soifer. You know, you see that Yeshua Ben Nun was unsure. He was not sure what's worse. Or what's more chashev, learning Torah or bringing karbanis? How do you know he wasn't sure? Because he said, Aleza mehem basa. And he needed the Malach to tell him, Atabasi. So the Chasam Sofer says that if you go through the Aleph base, that these dardiki, darshan in the Gemara, Masech de Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalaram and Aleph, this mention of Torah and Chesed and more Torah and more Chesed. But none of the Oisiyo, Shabbai Nivru Shamayim Ba'aretz, the day darshan related to karbanis. I don't have the Chasam Sofer in front of me, but he has a few possible suggestions of where you could have had different remazim in the Aleph Beis, and they would have meant karbanis, but they didn't mention karbanis. And he says, you know what the reason is? The reason is because it's true, the world stands on two pillars. It's Torah, it's Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. But at the same time, this is the Chasam Sofer talking. It's a nedoima, the amud of Torah and Gemilas Chasadim to the amud of Avodah. And that's why in the Yesoidus of the Bria, the Chav Beis Oisni, Shabbai Nivru Shamayim Va'aretz is Merumis Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, those two pillars. But the Amud of Avodah is not mentioned because, as important that it is, it's the third Amud, but it's the third Amud. It's not the first, not the second. What it is the third Amud, and that's why it wasn't mentioned. But from the remes of Aleph Beis, you would already know that Torah and Gemilas Chasadim is Cheshavah from the Amud of Avodah. So, Yeshua Ben Nun didn't know. Oh, but these Dardiki knew. And you know how they knew it? They knew it from darshaning the Aleph Beis. It's Amri Le Rabbanon, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Rabbanon told Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Asu Dardiki o Idna Lebe Midrasha. There were Dardiki that just walked into Beis Medrash for Amri Mili, Da Filu Bimei Yeshua ben Nun, Lo Idna Kavasayo. They just said a drasha. They were darshaning things that even in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, they didn't know. What's Yeshua ben Nun have to do with anything? Because if Yeshua ben Nun knew how to darshan the Aleph Beis, the way these Dardiki knew how to darshan the Aleph Beis, he would have never asked the question to the Malach, Aliza Mehem Basa. This is not a question he would have asked because it would have been so obvious and so self-explanatory that obviously Torah is the greater Amud. So I think it's an obvious sushal to this Gemara. Lochei Neshpati Leveis Eliyim Yischap Ravoyim Beis Eli Bezevachu V'mincha Ad Oilam Omar Rabo Bezevachu V'mincha. That's the Amud of Avodah in a Mischaper. Avu Mischaper U'bedevei Torah Omar Abayu Bezevachu V'mincha in a Mischaper Avu Mischaper U'bedevei Torah U'gemilas Chasadim. You know what you see from here? You see from here that the three Amudim were not created equally. You know what else you see from here? You see that the Amud of Torah and the Amud of Gemilas Chesed has more of a koyach. It's more potent than the Amud of Avodah. And that's mamish what the Chasam Sofer says. Again, Lulei de Mistafina, this is the Chasam Sofer talking in Shabbos Kuftal Raman Alf. The Chasam Sofer has a line in that shtickle where he says that Sholu Chachomu Leviyam Amma of the Haaretz. So he says that an oimek was, they were almost asking it like Amma of the Haaretz. I know that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, but at the same time we have Torah, we have Gemilas Chasadim. Chazal said that when a person learns Torah, it's as if he brought all the karbanis. So no, Amma of the Haaretz, why are we making, why is it as I Indian? So we still have, but we don't have Avodah, we have Avodah. And besides, we have the Ikar Amud, and we have the Amud of Torah, we have the Amud of Chesed. But either way, you see from here that Torah and Chesed is more than Zevach u'Mincha. You see it from this Chasam Sofer, and you see it right here, Yevamos Kofei Menal.